I remember that song. Welcome. How are you?
I'm ready to go.
I bet.
I am ready to go. Warp speed, baby. Warp speed.
That's the theme song to Star Trek, the original theme song to Star Trek, right?
Well, you know, they've done so many versions of Star Trek. There was the original 1966, 1967 television series.
Just, yeah, I recall that.
Just two seasons, okay?
Yeah,
but that's
right.
That could be from one of the... That sounds TV-ish, but there's so many different permutations of that theme. Big Finish.
Yeah.
They made lots of... can I say it? I guess it's just the truth. Not so great movies. The TV is the fundamental thing.
Yes.
And the
basis for everything that came after.
Yes. Now.
The foundation.
The foundation. What do you get when you combine the Kansas City Symphony with actor George Takei, best known, as you were intimating earlier,
best known for being on Jabulani's show yesterday.
Yeah. That was a nice interview. Mm-hmm. Best known, other than Jabulani's show, as Mr. Sulu from the original Star Trek TV and movie series. Put the symphony and Sulu together. What do you get?
Tell me.
A sellout, apparently.
I guess it sold fast.
It's
amazing to me.
It's really something. The symphony sci-fi spectacular featuring Mr. Sulu of Star Trek fame narrating cosmic movie and TV music. The shows will go on. Try to get a ticket. Maybe Scotty can beam you down a ticket or two. You can call the box office day of event.
It's at the Kauffman Center for the Performing Arts.
Helzberg
Amazing
Hall
to me. Yes.
At the Kauffman, 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday. Now, at Helzberg Hall holds about 1,600 people. We're talking about 3,200 people, true believers. I think taking nothing away from the symphony, nothing, but giving Mr. Sulu his due, I think George Takei is making this thing happen in a big way.
That is just amazing.
You might say that Takei is going where no man, boldly going where no man has gone before.
And the appeal is what? For those of us who are searching for meaning here.
Well, it's great music. And he's got a fantastic speaking voice.
Yes, he does.
He has a wonderful – he's used this in many, many ways over the years. But you get him doing stirring narrations, but then you also get wonderful things like, you know, the tunes from 2001, A Space Odyssey, Star Trek, Star Wars, The Twilight Zone, Lost in Space, my favorite Martian, one of my favorites, and The Jetsons. And I'm sure the symphony will do all of them intergalactic justice this
That's
weekend.
That's 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday. I like that.
Okay, wait for this. Ready?
Oh. I took you up on Grizzly Hand last weekend, by the way. People listened to you. You changed my life. I went and heard them.
They listened to you listening to me.
I
Let's not
them.
Forget that. You did. Well, good for you. That's
but
wonderful.
This is the Lemonheads.
Yeah, and the Lemonheads are sweet stuff. Their name might suggest otherwise. It's perfectly melodic, my goodness, pop punk. Fronted by native Bostonian Evan Griffith Dando for well over 20, almost 25 years, not counting a number of solo sojourns and detours that Dando's made along the way in various side projects. The Lemonheads' official bio estimates that the group has had, you know, 10 bass players, more than a dozen drummers, but he's the constant.
Mm.
20 years ago, Dando was one of People magazine's 50 most beautiful people.
That was the same year I made that list, I think.
I was going to say, man, it's hard to stay on top. What's your secret?
Yeah, they're over in Lawrence at 9 p.m. Friday night, right?
They are in
at
Lawrence.
At the Granada, down on
Mass 9
Street.
O'clock Friday, Granada Theater. The music of Dando, he will make you feel young and pretty, whether you're still young and pretty or not. I call it the power of rock.
Well, if rock isn't your thing, maybe comedy is. Dove Davidoff is in town.
Say that three or five times.
Yeah.
Dove Davidoff, stand-up comedy. He's a funny, funny guy from L.A. by way of New Jersey, but it's L.A. that's on his mind. He has initial trouble but triumphs over this difficulty that he has in encountering eccentric people out there in L.A. Let's hear a clip.
You know these guys outside, right outside of this theater, they're like, ah, ah, ah. Try this. When you deal with the Arab people, just say crazy stuff back. It works. They freeze. They don't know how to deal with it. Say wild stuff back. Guy came up to me outside. He goes, man, Jesus is coming. And I was like, bird in the hands, bird, two in the bush, apple juice. And then the guy, Frank, goes, no, I said, Jesus is coming. And I was like, how the hell am I supposed to eat soup without an envelope? I was like, because two crazy people cancel one another out, man. That dude snapped out of it. He's like, sorry, my bad. I'm on my way back to work. My apologies. God bless.
Not bad.
No, not bad. And it's kind of, I want to say this just the right way. He actually, in the earlier in the hour, you were having a very serious, and I listened to the whole thing, very helpful
as
discussion.
You should.
As I do, about the whole ADHD, mm-hmm. right, the hyperactivity and so forth.
Yeah.
He actually, I think seriously, this Mr. Davidoff, this very funny man, claims to have that.
Ah.
And if you watch his act, talk about making it work for you, if that's even possible. I don't want to misstate anything here.
Right.
But he's almost manic at times. He's constantly moving around the stage. He's sometimes getting so tied up in his desire to find just the right word. It's quite a tussle. It's quite a wrestling match with himself up there. He will be doing his very, very funny thing at 8 o'clock tonight. He has shows at 7:45 and 9:45 Friday and Saturday. It's all happening at Stanford's Comedy Club. That's at the Legends in Kansas City, Kansas. He's been all over late-night TV, all over Comedy Central. I find him very amusing.
Sounds great.
Me mind on fire. Me soul on fire. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Party people all around me feeling hot, hot, hot.
What's hot, hot, hot? Hot, hot, hot outside these days compared to what it normally is.
Yes, it's hot, hot, hot compared to how it could be this weekend during the 2012 polar plunges. Hearty swimmers will take their winter dips.
Doesn't count. It's too warm to have a polar plunge.
You get
year.
In the water, big guy. You give it a shot, okay? It's all for Special Olympics. These hearty people who take the dip will do it for that wonderful cause. The Missouri Polar Plunge happens at noon Saturday at Longview Lake Beach. The Kansas Polar Plunge and Strut, which gets going with a 5K walk at 10 in the plunge at noon, happens Saturday as well at Shawnee Mission Park. It's free to watch. It's free to watch. Brr.
Oh, Steigman just picked that because Tom Sawyer's in the music.
You know,
that's why he picked it.
I sit there at my personal computer and try to come up with fancy schmancy music, and I do successfully for the most part. But this guy, what a show off. Yeah, it's Rush's Tom Sawyer. Why not? Because we're talking about the adventures of Tom Sawyer.
And I'll be there tomorrow night.
Well, tomorrow night's press
youngest.
Night. That's
yes.
press night. So
well, I'm not going for
press.
It's opening night. It's opening night.
They've had previews. Yes, you're there in good stead. But, you know, the reviewers, you'll not be officially reviewing.
I will not be.
No, but anyway, it's Kansas City Repertory Theater. It's presenting a new stage adaptation of the Mark Twain classic, Tom Sawyer. It's on stage through mid-February for the most part. That's at the Spencer Theater at the UMKC Performing Arts Center. Did you ever get tricked into painting a fence or anything like that?
No, but
whitewash?
I was pantomiming to my son, letting him know we were going to go to see Tom Sawyer. I was sort of doing the fence thing. So, Tom Sawyer, we're going to go see it. Yes, we're going to go see it. So, yeah.
I think Tom Sawyer teaches a lot of interpersonal skills, you know, like how to dupe your fellow child.
Yes, that's
great show, great family entertainment. You have a great weekend, my friend.
I will. Brian, thanks for coming in. That's Brian McTavish. You'll find all of his suggestions and more information about him on our website, kcur.org. Just click on programs and look for Up to Date. You can follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. Tomorrow on the program, the DVD gurus return to share some of their favorite films from 1962. Our music is by Bobby Watson and the UMKC Conservatory of Music Concert Jazz Band. We had help today from KCUR's Kim Noble, Danny Alexander, and Maria Carter. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.